Prologue. Gerald Albert Gallego was 19 when his son Gerald Armin Gallego was born on June 17, 1946. The elder Gallego was serving time in California's San Quentin prison for auto theft and writing bad checks. He was paroled in February 1949 after serving 3 years and 3 months. By April 1950, Gallego was back behind bars at San Quentin, this time for second-degree robbery. Paroled in October of 1953, Gallego's parole was revoked a few months later, but he managed to evade the law long enough to flee California. He ended up in Mississippi. On May 27, 1954, Gallego was arrested in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on a charge of drunkenness. As the town's single peace officer, Knight Marshal Ernest Boguez was opening a cell in the Pascagoula, Mississippi jail when Gallego overpowered him, disarmed, and kidnapped him. Boguez was found murdered by his own gun a few days later. Gallego was apprehended following an armed robbery in another Mississippi town. He was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death for the Boguez murder. Gallego's execution date was set for March 3, 1955. On September 10, 1954, Gallego and another death row inmate, Minor Sorber, escaped from the Hinds County Jail where they were awaiting their dates with the executioner. In the process, Gallego threw blinding acid disinfectant into the eyes of the jailer, Jack Landrum, and proceeded to severely beat him into unconsciousness. He died 4 days later. Gallego and Sorber were recaptured the same day Landrum died. On March 3, 1955, Gerald Albert Gallego, now a convicted murderer of two lawmen, became the first person executed in Mississippi's Parchment...